Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Heartbeat of God with Stacy Lunsford, the pastor of poetry. Today's inspirational message of hope is entitled Moving Ahead of God's Timing. Oftentimes, while we are waiting on God, we can get a word from someone telling us that God said such and such was going to happen. And it may be lined up with what we are waiting for. But we need to stop, drop, and pray before we take off running with what man has said. Whenever you receive a word of prophecy, it should be a confirmation of what the Lord has already spoken to you. Yes, God uses people to speak on his behalf, but you need to hear and know God's voice for yourself. Amen? So, moving man aside, we need to stop running with what we think God has said to us and know without a shadow of doubt that God has spoken. You see, if we have to question whether or not God has spoken, then it wasn't God. Because John 10:27 says that my sheep hear my voice, and I know them follow me. How well are you hearing God's voice today? We are God's sheep. He is our shepherd. God said that he knows us. He said that when we hear his voice, that we will follow him. And if we are following God's lead, guess what? We will not go ahead of him. We will patiently wait on him. We will be still and know that God is God, and we will wait on his perfect timing, because God's timing is perfect. We must have a personal relationship with the Lord. And one of the things that I wanted to really highlight today is we need to remove all of the clutter out of our lives so that we can clearly hear from the Lord, so that we will know when to move and we will know when to stand still. We must also have a consecrated prayer life. Now, prayer is communing with God. Communing with God is talking to God. And that means that you and God are having a two-way conversation. But if you are doing all of the talking, that's not a two-way conversation. If you are doing all of the talk, it's a one-way conversation. And God can't speak if you are always talking. So I just want to encourage you to learn how to be still and listen to God. Because when we listen to God, we receive his instructions. And God always has three answers for us when we seek him about things, when we're asking for things. And that's yes, and it's no, and it's wait. And sometimes when we're waiting on God, we get impatient and we take matters into our own hands. Now, Abraham and Sarah, God promised Abraham that he was going to have a son. And Sarah got impatient and she took matters into her own hands. And she presented her handmaiden, her servant, Hagar, who was an Egyptian woman. She presented her to Abraham as his wife. Really, she was using her as a surrogate mother to have a baby for her and Abraham. But that's not what God said. God told Abraham that Sarah was going to have a child. But Sarah, operating out of fear, doubt and unbelief, took matters into her own hands, presented Hagar to Abraham, and as a result, Ishmael was born. And Abraham loved his son very much, but Ishmael was not the promised child. Isaac was. So in God's perfect timing, Sarah did get pregnant, Isaac was born, and the prophecy was fulfilled. So what prophecy over your life? And are you in the posture of waiting for the fulfillment of that prophecy? Today's message is moving ahead of God's timing, and you are listening to the Heartbeat of God with Stacy Lunsford. And my question today is, are you tired of waiting on God? Pause and think about that. When we get impatient, when we lean to our own understanding, when we take matters into our own hands, we let God know, I got this. I'm good. I'm tired of waiting, God. I have to make this decision. I have to move to the left. And you could do whatever it is you choose to do, because God is not going to stop you. God is not going to block you. God gives us free will to make our own choices. But it is better for us and know that he is God. It is better for us to hear God, because he will tell us when to move and he will tell us when to be still. He will tell us when it's okay for us to go into battle and fight, and he will tell us when we need to be still. Don't fight this battle right now. This battle is not yours. This battle is the Lord's. So going back to having a consecrated prayer life, prayer is communion with God. And how well do you commune with God? How patient are you? Have you learned how to be still in his presence and just listen for his still, small voice? Or do you just talk, and don't give God a chance to respond? Sometimes we have to be still for a while. And sometimes God doesn't answer us right away, but it doesn't mean that he's not going to answer us. It just means that God is developing the fruit of the Spirit in our lives called long suffering. And that long suffering, that means we're going to wait a while. So how do we learn to wait on God? What are some of the things that you do when you are waiting on God? And I just want to encourage you, whatever it is that you ask God to do for you, study the scriptures pertaining to your request and read the scriptures. Meditate on the scriptures. Pray the scriptures out. Give God back his word and offer up praise and thanksgiving and thank him for answered prayer. And whatever God's decision is, be determined to agree with God's decision, because God knows what is best for you. So to hear from God, we must read God's holy word as well. And after we read God's word, we should meditate on it before moving on to something else. Now, sometimes we can read God's word and it can get so good, and we turn the pages and we keep going. And sometimes the phone will ring or something to catch our attention, and we stop and we get distracted and we don't take the time needed to really meditate on that word. So just a word of advice: when you're studying God's word, when you're reading, turn off your phone. Turn off your notifications, put your phone on silent, whatever it is you need to do to prevent being distracted. Because the word that you are reading God is going to release a word to you out of that word. And in that word, God is going to also release instructions and information to you that will help you to be still and know that he is God while he is processing your request. Now, when you read God's word, have a marker, a highlighter, and highlight the things that are standing out to you. Circle the words that you don't understand and start asking God some questions. But when you read God's word, take the time to meditate and just thank God for what you read and thank him for releasing spiritual wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, knowing that it's going to help you to be still and wait on God's perfect timing. Now, I'm asking God to release revelation knowledge to you when you read his word. And just like you would saturate your mashed potatoes with your favorite gravy, and I'm talking about you put a lot of gravy and it just runs over, spilling on the sides, reaching the areas that you didn't even pour the gravy on. I'm praying that God, that his word will saturate your heart and your mind the same way that the gravy saturates the mashed potatoes. I mean, I'm asking God in the name of Jesus to let his word run over and spill on all of the areas of your heart and your mind that God wants his word to reach. Not what you wanted to reach, not what I wanted to reach, not what other people wanted to reach, but every area of your heart, of your mind, that God desires his word to reach you, to teach you, to motivate you, to inspire you, to empower you. I would like to share Isaiah, the 55th chapter, the 10th and 12th verses, 10, 11, and 12. And it says, "For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bright, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please." I'm going to read that again. It says, God is saying, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void." It will not be empty, is what God is saying. "It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills," hallelujah, "shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." I love that scripture. So I wanted to share Isaiah 55, verses 10, 11, and 12 with you to support my prayer request in asking God to let his word run over and spill over into every area of your heart and your mind that God wants his word to reach. Because we just read that God said his word that goeth forth out of his mouth, it shall not return unto him void, but it shall accomplish that which he pleases. And not only is it going to please God, but it's going to prosper. Are you waiting for God to do in your life? And while you are in the posture of waiting, are you trusting God or are you leaning to your own understanding? You see, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all of thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge God, and he will direct your path. There are so many blessings connected to waiting on God's perfect timing. Are you in the posture of waiting today? Are you tired of waiting on God? How long have you been waiting on God? How long? You know, King David in the Old Testament, in Psalms, he cried out to God. And he said, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And in the New Testament, Jesus spoke the same words. You see, in the Old Testament, when David said it, and he didn't say, Eli, Eli, he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And that was a prophetic glimpse of the cries of Christ. But you see, David was waiting on God. And he was like, God, are you there? God, have you forgotten me? My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Sometimes when we're waiting on God, it seems like God has forgotten us. But God promised us in his word, hallelujah, he promised us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. When Jesus was on the cross, he said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? So we will all experience a moment where we will cry out, God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because it seems like it's taken so long. It seems like God is not answering our prayer, but God is answering our prayers. He is just saying, be still, my daughter, and know that I am God. He is saying, be still, my son, and know that I am God. I am watching over my word. My word shall not come back void. My word will accomplish what I please. My word will prosper. So be still and know that God is God. You see, when we go ahead of God's timing, we lean to our own understanding, and this takes us out of God's perfect will for our lives. And when trouble comes, guess what? God is not obligated to help us because we moved in our own strength. And this is a great place to thank God for his grace and his mercy. And I want to share an example of what happens when we move ahead of God's timing. You see, in the seventh chapter of the book of Joshua, Joshua moved in his own strength during the battle against Ai. And instead of relying on God, Joshua relied on the strength of his army, and he moved without consulting God. And Joshua's running ahead of God's timing resulted in a victory for the enemy, a great defeat for Joshua. Now, Joshua was a very strategic and powerful warrior, and he always went to God and asked God, what should he do? Shall I fight this fight? Shall I go in this battle? And every time, God gave him advice. But this time, he leaned to his own understanding, and he relied on the strength of his army. Now, when I opened up this message, moving ahead of God's timing, I was talking about people that give you a prophecy and people that say that God said such and such and such and such. Well, in this story with Joshua, in the seventh chapter of Joshua, Joshua relied on the strength of his army. And guess what? They got defeated. And God was not obligated to support them because they was out of God's will. So prior to this particular battle, dig this, Joshua had conquered the city of Jericho, in which he followed God's instructions to the T. You see, Joshua moved when God told him to move, and Joshua gave the command to the people to shout. And when God said to shout, the walls came tumbling down. Somebody got to hear me this morning. And that shout, it wasn't an ordinary shout. When God gave the command to Joshua to instruct the Israelites to release a shout unto the Lord, that was the Ruah praise. And the Ruah praise is to split the ears of the enemy wide open. It's to make a clamorous noise unto the Lord. And that shout caused the walls to come tumbling down. Do you need some walls to tumble down today? Are you willing to be still and know that God is God? Are you willing to walk around the walls of Jericho in silence and wait on God's perfect timing for him to give you the signal to shout? Dangerous to move ahead of God's timing. So I want you to take some time today and read through Joshua the 6th chapter and Joshua the 7th chapter. Reading these two chapters will help you to gain a better understanding on the importance of waiting on God. And I pray that you are being blessed by this lesson on moving ahead of God's timing and learning how to wait on the Lord. And there's a song that I wrote a long time ago, and it's called "You Better Wait on the Lord." And one day you'll hear me sing that song. But during the time that I wrote that song, I was so impatient. I was just waiting on God to move in a situation that I was really seeking his face, and I was getting so impatient. And everything that happened, I found myself getting irritated. And so I started praying to God. And when I started praying, I started singing my prayer. And then my prayer turned into this song, "You Better Wait, Wait on the Lord." So I waited on the Lord. And you know what? In his perfect timing, he answered me and everything worked out fine. But had I leaned to my own understanding, had I embraced the spirit of irritation and exasperation, guess what? It would have got me off my square. I would have responded to my emotions. I would have responded to my feelings, and I would have moved before God said move. And I would have been defeated just like Joshua and his army was. So the lesson here is, number one, stop leaning to your own understanding, and I'm going to provide Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 again. Trust in the Lord, trust in the Lord, trust in the Lord, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not into thy own understanding, in all thy ways, in all thy ways, in all thy ways, not in some of your ways, not in a little bit of your ways, but in all of your ways, acknowledge God, and he will direct your path. Number two, stop moving in your own strength, stop moving in the strength of other people, and stop moving ahead of God. Be still and know that God is God, and wait on God's perfect timing. Yes, God will use people to give us a word, but we should always go to God and ask God to confirm or to deny that word. Everybody that says God says does not speak for God. Be still and know that I am God. Remember, when I started this message, I said, John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So we know God's voice. And when we know God's voice, we wait on him. Because it's all about being obedient. Moving ahead of God's timing means we're being disobedient. We're not waiting on him. We're not willing to be still and know that he is God. We're getting impatient. And like Sarah, we're taking matters into our own hands. Who is the Holy Ghost talking to this morning? Please don't move ahead of God's perfect timing. Please don't lean to your own understanding. Please don't go to this battle in the strength of your army, in the strength of those that are telling you that God said when God didn't say. This is a SOS cry for you to be still and know that God is God. Now, point number three, stop relying on your gifts. Stop relying on your skills because they don't belong to you. They belong to God. God gave you those spiritual gifts. God gave you the skills, the talents, and the abilities. And today, we need to give our abilities a responsibility and give those gifts and skills and talents to God so that God can use them for his glory. A lot of times we move ahead of God's timing and we start operating in our gifts and doing things that God never told us to do. But because somebody told you such and such and such, and God said it's time for you to start preaching, and God said it's time for you to start doing missions, and God said it's time for you to go out in the field and do outreach, and did God really tell you to do those things? Are you adequately prepared to operate in your gift on the level that they are telling you to go forth? Did God tell you to go forth, or did God tell you to be still and know that I am God? You see, God gave you the gifts and the skills that you have, and they are not for your personal use. They are to be used for God's glory. You see, God set you apart for God's exclusive use, not for man. Man will use you, man will abuse you. But don't get me wrong, God will use men to help you. Those that are walking with God, those that hear God's voice, those that reverence God, and those that are not afraid to take away from God's word, they will hear God's voice and they will speak to you what thus saith the Lord. Be still and know that God is God today. God gave you your gift. So stop moving ahead of God's timing and going to other people to learn about your gift. And again, it's okay to ask questions. It's okay to get help. But who gave you that gift? Who gave you that talent? Who gave you those skills that you have? God gave you everything that you have, even your job. It's not your job. It's not your money. It is God's money. It is God's job. It is God's car. It is God's house. Everything that we have, it is God. It belongs to God. Even our children, for those of us that have children, they belong to God. Nothing we have is ours. So we need to be grateful and thankful, and we need to stop moving ahead of God's perfect timing. But going back to the gifts that's inside of you, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. Seek God. Knock on the door. Talk to God. He will talk to you. The Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you. The Holy Spirit will teach you and train you. The Holy Spirit will counsel you. Are you defeated today because you moved ahead of God's timing and leaned to your own understanding like Joshua did? Well, guess what? God wants to heal you. The Holy Ghost wants to comfort you. Come unto me, all ye that are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God wants you to enter into his rest today. God wants you to be still and know that he is God. So when we use our gifts and our skills and our abilities and our talents and we use it for God's glory, guess what? It pleases God, and our desire should be to please God. Using our gifts, our skills, and our ability for our own glory, for self-exaltation, guess what? It always is in failure, just like it did for Joshua when he lost the battle that he could have won had he waited on the Lord. Now, I want to throw Sarah in here for a moment because, you see, self-exaltation. She took matters into her own hands. She said, Hagar, I'm going to present you to my husband, and I want you to have this baby for him. And then when Hagar got pregnant, guess what? Sarah got mad. Was it Hagar's fault that she got pregnant? No. Sarah did not wait on God's perfect timing. She moved ahead of God's perfect timing. And as a result, Ishmael was born. And then Sarah, she mistreated Ishmael, she mistreated Hagar, and eventually Abraham had to send them away, which that's going to be a story, a message for another day. But it's something to really cause you to pause and think about making hasty decisions. Be still and know that I am God. Stop moving in your own strength. Stop moving ahead of God's timing. God knows what is best for you. Sometimes when you're stuck in traffic, you know, some people complain, you know, and I really don't like being stuck in traffic, but I'm learning not to complain anymore because I never know what God is protecting me from. So are you in a posture of waiting for God answer you, to open a door for you, to do something for you, to heal your body, to restore your marriage, to deliver your son or your daughter that's strung out on crack cocaine, that's struggling with an addiction? Whatever it is that you're waiting for, I pray that this message has encouraged you. And I want to share Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, the 1st and the 14th verses, because it talks about the blessings of waiting on the Lord. And in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, the 14th through the 66th verses, it talks about the curses of going ahead of God. Just do a recap on the scriptures for today, for you to follow up in your private time with God. And that would be John, the 10th chapter and the 27th verse. Isaiah, the 55th chapter, verses 10, 11, and 12. Read Joshua, the 6th and 7th chapters in its entirety. And then read the entire chapter of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. In the first 14 verses, you will read about the blessings of obedience and waiting on the Lord. In verses 14 through 16, you will learn about the curses of going ahead of God's time and disobedience, not waiting on God. So I pray that something said today has blessed you, has encouraged you. The title of today's message is Moving Ahead of God's Timing, and this is The Heartbeat of God with Stacy Lunsford, the pastor of poetry. And this message is brought to you courtesy of the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network, which is a service that is provided by Arise and Shine for Jesus Ministry. Now, Arise and Shine for Jesus Ministry is an educational and inspirational healing and filling station to those that are broken, those that are hurting, those that are seeking, searching for love in all the wrong places. Special display of my love to the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. It tells how the Lord has saved me, delivered me, healed me, protects me, and is teaching me how to be a holy woman and how to love my neighbors by lending a helping hand. So welcome to a healing place. God wants to heal you today. Arise and Shine for Jesus Ministry and Eloquently Speaking Radio Network, God's love channel. This is God's network of love. I pray that you will fall intimately and passionately in love with God. And I pray that you will wait on God and learn how to take him at his word and to know that God is watching over his word. Because he said in Isaiah 55, verse 11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth for you before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. God bless you. I am praying for you. Have a wonderful day.